Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning. Welcome to AM 1450, AM Las Cruces. I have some adult talk for you here. So, and I don't know, I'd have to go back and look at the numbers of who listens when. I know people tune in and tune out, but before we get into any news, I want to talk to you about something that's very important, obviously very important to me, but I think important to you if you're listening to the show. They are still planning on turning this channel into another format, and I was talking to the owner yesterday, and... There has been, I mean, everybody that I've talked to has been unhappy with it, but they were talking a couple of months away. But the, I think one of the issues is that, you know, we have talk radio in this town. We have, you know, we have a live show that some towns this size don't necessarily have a talk show, but a live talk show. But the question is, if you are a conservative, if you're a business owner and you're unhappy with this show leaving, I want to ask you, did you advertise? Because ultimately, even though it seems when you turn on the radio, it's kind of magical, could be, you know, could be a government undertaking, it's a private business. And the reason that management has decided to do this is because ultimately the profit level, the business was bought by another person, and there is just not a, you know, there's a wide discrepancy, as most people understand in this town. There's something like 60 or 70, maybe 70% of the people in the town are liberal, which leaves, you know, 30%. But out of the 30%, there's a fair number of business owners. If you're a business owner and you are, and if you want your position represented, capitalism, if you're a conservative, if you want someone to talk about the Constitution and defend it, if you're a Christian and you want that side of the story told, all of these things that you identify with talk radio and the free exchange of ideas, you know, it has to be supported somehow. This is not a harangue, by the way. This is not, I'm not criticizing anybody, but I have had a large number of people come on the show or to put an idea on the show for me to represent something, to talk about a subject, who've asked me to do that or said, thank you for doing it. Then I turned around and said, would you consider advertising on this show? Now, there's a couple of reasons, but I mean, this has almost never happened. The only exception really has been Ben Rossin, but in his business. But the fact is, it's like anything else. You know, it's got to be supported at some level. So that is the reason that the show is part of the format. You're not going to have a English language talk radio show, local show on a Spanish station. It's not going to happen. So the format rolls over because the owner does some research, decides that there's going to be more income, and like any other business, there has to be more, ultimately more profit than expense, right? So that's what's happening. It didn't have to be this way. As a matter of fact, I'm sure if businesses started lining up to say, we want to run an ad, we want at least to run a month of an ad, it would get the attention of the owner. But what's happening right now is that because of the profit issue, because of the viability topic, because of the need to create some positive cash flow for the business so that the bills can be paid, this format is going to get rolled into a Spanish language format. And if the businesses, especially large businesses in town that are owned by conservatives, if those people had invested in the station in terms of running ads, it's not inevitable. It didn't have to happen. It just so happens that for whatever reason, some people might think that it's a waste of money. I know a person who owns a business in town that has basically a monopoly. That person's not going to advertise on here, even though they're conservative. Other people don't want to get into this cycle where they're advertising on a conservative show or a conservative station, and then they lose customers. So there's different reasons. Other people don't believe in advertising to begin with, or there's other people that think, other business owners don't believe that that advertising pays off. Which, I mean, I think the science says that it does. You know, you have to get the name of your business out there somewhere. But anyway, there is going to be a change. And when I first found out about it, I offered my resignation because this is a huge time commitment for me. And I've already got another, I'm an attorney. I already have a lot of other stuff going on. But to me, it was important to have a local show and to have a place for people to come on. So, I mean, I'm not excited that the show's going away, but I'll be able to sleep more. But I mean, the main thing is the message. The message has to be underwritten by something, to keep it on the air. There has to be a commitment in the business community. And I mean, the number of people who said that they would advertise on here, sponsor the show, versus the number of people that actually did it is like 1,000 to 1. So I just stopped asking people, because it's kind of the same story. But it's like anything else, whatever you think of capitalism or what the government owes us or whatever, things have to be paid for one way or the other. And format in a county where 70% of the people are liberal cuts down on the audience, but it also cuts down on the advertising, probably, right? So those people that are part of that 30%, which probably a fair number of them are business owners, these people already understand capitalism. Those of you who have a business and struggle every day and get up and try to form a business plan, which leads to success, growth, and everything, you guys already know that the profit, we tend to talk about profit like it's a dirty word. Unless a business has a profit, it can't exist. And so I'm throwing it out there for anybody who's a business owner that would like to advertise, but at the same time, given what I've just said, there is not going to be, in a couple of months, a local show. There is not going to be national shows that are conservative playing here. You're going to lose any opportunity to discuss local issues or other topics that are of interest. Although there is a micro station coming that's some lefties are putting together, that's about one-tenth of the power of this one. That's exactly the one-tenth of the power of this one. So when I had mentioned it a long time ago, 6 months ago or whatever, that's really what was going on, is that ultimately radio is a business. Ultimately, like any other business, the The assets have to be paid for, the mortgage, the costs, the human, you know, the human element has to be paid for. So I just wanted to let you know what the story is. And if, I mean, I can't imagine this happening given my experience of the last 6 years, but there's the issue of the free rider. People want a free ride if they can get one, but there's going to be a lot of upset people out there when this rolls into a Spanish station, but it's not part of the Illuminati. It is not part of a conspiracy. It is just the simple element of trying to run a business and have a profit. So if you're a business owner and you feel any passion about this, I would highly suggest that you contact the owner of the station and let them know that you're willing to invest. But my experience tells me that for whatever reason, the conservative element in this town, which might listen to the show every day and might have listened for years, is not going to do that. So, I mean, for whatever reason. All right, 617, sorry to start the show on a downer, but I wanted to let you know what was going on, and everything ends for the most part. Everything human ends. So we'll take a break here as a little bit of Oasis. Don't go away, the theme today, 523-1450, 805-6180. Be right back on KOBE. Hey, it's Kelly. It's Kelly.
That sucks, Kelly. That really sucks. I mean, I might not be a conservative. You know I'm a tree-hugging liberal. Yeah. But I still like hearing your show. I still like hearing the arguments. I wish I owned a business. I'd advertise.
No, I know you would.
I don't want to see.
Kathy, I think you're one of the best parts of the show, believe it or not.
No, we need a show like this in town, especially if I didn't realize it was 70% liberal in this county. We need the show.
Yeah.
I can't believe this. That sucks.
I didn't want to have this kind of bracing. You know, when I found out about it, I'm kind of exhausted, you know, like I work like 60 hours a day. I do the radio, then I do my other business.
I go
home and I get ready for the show, but I thought, God, I can actually sleep in, you know. But I have to point a finger at the local business owners that have, you know, they do advertising anyway. Why wouldn't you advertise on this station?
I don't know, because a lot of people listen to it. A lot of people listen to this station. Not, you know, not for your show, of course, it starts my morning, but, you know, there are other programs, especially the Dave Ramsey financial show I love, and lots of other shows, too. But, you know, we need a show like this in town. We need this type of local back-and-forth opinions, all of us speaking to each other, even if we don't agree.
Yeah,
we need this show.
Free speech.
That just sucks.
Free speech and the opportunity to put your voice out there. You know, what's more important than that?
Yeah, they took away sound off. At least we had your show that we could call and sound off on.
Kathy,
I really like the show.
Kathy, literally every single person who has ever contacted me and wanted to come on the show that I brought on the show that they had an issue that I fought for, I ask every single one for a period of time, will you consider doing a little advertising? Some of them said yes. Some of them said no. A lot of them said, I'll think about it, but there was no follow through. I mean, this is the real world, you know, stuff has to be paid
right.
for.
Absolutely. And Lawson, even though I know he's a Republican, I really admire that man.
Kathy, we're going on the air. You want to say anything? Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. Well, Kelly?
Yeah, right here. Hold on.
I don't know if you can.
I can hear you. Hold on. Folks, we have unsurprisingly, the first call is from Kathy, and Kathy was expressing her frustration and disappointment that the format is leaving and the show is going to be gone away. Kathy, some people might find it entertaining or amazing that you, being one of the biggest liberals to call into the show, is actually sad to see a conservative show leave. Go ahead.
Yeah, I am. I'm sorry to see the show go. I hope it really doesn't happen. I didn't realize we were 70% liberal in this county, but this type of show needs to be on the air, especially locally. Even if you're a conservative and you're advertising, I'm still going to go to your business. I just want to hear other people's opinions. Of course, you know me. I like to get mine out there. But, it is a sad time for this town if this show goes away, because as much as you and I disagree about just about everything, it's something that is important. We need to talk. We need to hear the other side's opinion. We need to talk to each other, and this is what we're doing on this show. And I would hope that the business people, the conservatives and the liberal business people in this town, keep this show on the air. It's important. It's really important.
Well, the owner did not ask me to say that. I just had a conversation with him, but we ended up talking about what we talked about before. It's dollars and cents. At some point in a business, your business has to have a profit just so that it can survive to the next year, and that's the situation they're in.
Absolutely. This isn't public radio. It's a business that has to have a profit. As far as I know, you've got lots of listeners. I think it's astounding it's going to go to a Spanish format. That is really sorry.
I mean, there's something special about the spoken word format. There's something special about hearing people talk about ideas, and then the fact that you can call up and get your ideas, pro or con, or some sort of an angle on it. So I think it's sad. I've committed myself to this because I believe in local radio. I believe in the spoken word format. I believe in free speech. And anybody who's ever called in, I've tried to give them at least a little bit of time on the air, no matter whatever their approaches, but it's going to go away. It's going to be Spanish, and there is not going to be an organ. The paper has collapsed so much. I hate to say this, but I think I've got more listeners. This show's beating Rush Limbaugh right now. I think we've got more listeners on this show than we do readers for the paper. I mean, I could be wrong, but it's got to be close.
Yeah, I bet it is close. The paper has, in the last 15 years, basically disappeared. They've done away with sound off. So you're like the only sound off place in town that someone can get on the air and give their opinion and hear what your neighbors or the people that live here with you think. It's a sad situation if it really happens. It's too bad because it's an interesting show.
Thank you. And here's another thing is that, you know, it's like anything else, capitalism or democracy or constitutionalism, whatever your favorite topic is, that's not discussed in a day. That's a long-term discussion that people have in a community. And I think we need the opportunity to talk about stuff because so many decisions in the government are made without any input.
That's true. And hopefully the people that are listening to the show and the business owners are going to start calling the station. Who do we call and complain that is not the way to go?
I would think that it would be inappropriate to complain because it is ultimately a business issue. And I will guarantee you the owner is more sympathetic to me than he is to Hillary Clinton. But if you have a call, don't call up to complain because, you know, that's like, you know, anything else.
Sure.
The thing that you're doing to survive, call up.
Right.
If you have an if you want to save the station, what it would take is, I don't know, 5 or 10 business, local businesses to start running ads on here. I mean, it's not rocket science.
Right. And come on, the businesses out there don't have to be conservative or liberal. They
right.
can just be a local business. Both sides listen to this this channel and this show. I would hope they'd realize that, you know, we're not just talking to the 30% conservatives in the county. We're talking to the other people that need to listen to the conservative side, even if you don't agree to it. You need to hear what these people are saying. Listen to them. And, I mean, they're part of the community, too. We need this type of format. We need a local talk radio station.
I agree with one thing that you said, because I wouldn't appeal to the 30% of the businesses. I'd appeal to the 100% of business owners that listen, who want to keep it local. It's not about the conservative movement, which coincidentally or accidentally has free speech in it. It's about free speech as an expression of our lives.
That's right. That's exactly right. And you know how liberal I am. I listen to the show every day just because I like hearing my neighbor's opinions, even if I don't agree with them.
Yeah.
Well, I hope the businesses step up.
Thank you. Thanks, Kathy. And feel free to call back even today if you want.
Okay. Thanks, Kelly.
Thank you. All right. So, there is a movement within this business organization to, and a commitment right now to change formats. And the format is, I'll guarantee you're not going to listen to it unless you speak Spanish to begin with. But I was told there's advertising dollars out there for the local area that will be invested in a Spanish speaking station. And the station is it's either going to be in El Paso or it's going to be here. So there's money that's already just waiting there. But here's the thing, and I think I misspoke earlier. It doesn't have anything to do, if you're a business owner, with what your position is. It's the ability to have a local voice. I mean, the paper, like all papers, has had to downsize. And they've lost personnel in circulation. And I was talking to the owner yesterday and saying, based on the circulation that I saw in the paper, it seems to me as if this show has more listeners than the paper has readers. But whether that's true or not, it's got to be pretty close. But I don't know what else I could say other than, I mean, honestly, if I didn't have to go to bed early every night and get up early every morning, that one thing would make me, I don't know, take a certain amount of stress out of my life or give me more sleep, whatever. But I think what we're talking about is a big deal, having a local voice. And it could change if there was an investment from local businesses. But I have seen, I've talked to so many business owners who enjoy the show and who say, you know, you're the only person who's getting out this message that would criticize the city council or the county commission, or would pick up the message for, you know, local leadership. And we'd love to have you. We'd love to hear it. And I say, well, will you invest? Will you advertise? And they'll say, yes, no, maybe. And they never do. Well, we have another call. Thanks for the call to Kelly O'Connell Show. Who's this?
I second Kathy's heartfelt comments. I surely do.
Thank you, Frankie.
You know, and it's unfortunate, because like I said, again, Kathy was almost speaking for me. You know, I totally disagree with nearly everything you say. But, you know, my goodness, you know, we got to have, you know, an avenue to be able to discuss public issues and ideologies. And I think it is unfortunate, you know, that, you know, it's got to be the way it is. But
I got to say one other thing. If there was not a change made in the format, it would put at risk the ability to run this particular station. I mean, 101 Gold has obviously more listeners and more revenue, but it is ultimately, you know, like for a lot of business owners out there will identify with this, it's about survival. You know, and getting somebody to invest in your business at some point becomes a question of survival.
No, that's, you're 100% right. I mean, radio stations, all of them, I don't know any of them that are in there doing this just for fun. They're in there to make money. And obviously, they're going to go where the money is. And if people want to listen to music, rock and roll, whatever it is, or something that appeals to their particular flavor, that's where they're going to go. I mean, obviously, there may be possibly a lot of people that listen to your show, which I find thing in the fact that the advertising dollars-wise throughout not only your station, but through the rest of the day, you know, there's a lot of people listening that somehow, some way, that's the way it is. Now, same thing with TV. I mean, they look at the numbers, the Nielsen ratings. I mean, they don't know exactly, you know, if I'm watching Channel 7 or whatever. So, I mean, this is kind of silly in that. But I understand the capitalistic business angle of it, and it's just a sad state of affairs, you know, on that.
Well, and I think that what has happened in part is that there has come out this thing where, you know, they went after Rush, they went after Hannity or whoever to kill the advertisers, and you've got this politicized element now where it's not enough that a show's popular and then you run an ad on it so people can hear about their product. It's that the product itself or the business gets a bullseye on it, and people, you know, so I mean, which I think is unfortunate, but I really don't think if a local business advertises on this station that they're going to lose, you know what I'm saying?
But you say about Sean Hedestad and Rush Limbaugh, those are two exceptions because they do go off the deep end. And these businesses, like, I don't know, the major contributors or what's that other guy's name, the guy that got fired, you know, they're in the business too. They want to make money. They're looking at their target or the audience, you know, and saying, hey, listen, if I keep advertising your program, you say all these horrible things, people are not going to spend money in my show. So they're making a business decision. So I put the onus on the people like Hedestad and Limbaugh who go off the deep end.
You're
not going off the deep end.
I got you. That's not what you said yesterday, but a little joke there. Here's the thing. If you're a listener and you feel passionate, if you feel a commitment to, you know, free speech and having a local show in a talk radio format, call the owner. Don't complain. It has nothing to do with what he wants. It's a business decision. Invest in the format. If we get enough investors, and I have no blessing from the owner, I just said, is there any way that the format could be saved? And he said, well, it would take a number of local businesses to advertise. I mean, that's it. That's the bottom line. And there, I have met a large number of local business owners who are great guys, who some of them are fairly wealthy. I asked to advertise on the show and they won't. So for whatever reason, for the show, for the format, for the station. So, you know, you can...
I would suggest, I mean, obviously you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make it drink. You know, and it's totally a business decision, again, to advertise your show or not. I don't care if it's a dollar or a thousand. You know, that's their decision. But my suggestion to you, to your owner, to the owner fella, is gee whiz, radio is off for 24 hours a day. Now, maybe he's looking, like, say, early in the morning here, and he wants to put on a more promising money gathering operation. What about the fact that you would put this program on, say, like, and I hope it wouldn't interfere with your sleeping habits, but would put it on later at night. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So what difference does it make?
Well, here's the thing. Here's the thing. You're not going to have a Spanish language station, and then at some random hour, you're going to stick in an English talk show, English speaking talk show. It's just not the kind of thing that's done.
Oh, gee whiz. Well, that's so much for multi polyglot kind of operations, I guess.
Well,
that's awful. It's sad. I mean, obviously, for me to call the station guy and politely say, gee, this is unfair, and he's going to probably say, yeah, it is. But I mean, listen, I'm looking at my bottom line. I mean, you can't argue with that, you know?
He is going to say to any person who calls up from a business, that complains, he's going to say, how much advertising have you done in the last 10 years, in the last 5 years, in the last year? I mean, ultimately, it's like anything else you love. It's like the symphony. It's like the, you know, local playhouse or having a park or anything. The value comes from investing in it so that it can exist. So that then people can enjoy it. But it's going to go away, and I don't know what the future holds, but anyway, I gotta do local news. Thanks for the call, Frankie.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. So, folks, anyway, I'm not complaining. I've had a great run here. Well, some people might say I've really stunk the place up, but a matter of opinion. But I've enjoyed it, but it's not about me whatsoever. It is about the format. It's about the spoken word. It is about the ability to speak in real time about the issues that you care about, positive or negative. And I believe people know who've listened to the show at all, anybody's opinion is meaningful to me. I want to hear it. But ultimately, where are you going to go to express yourself? Where are you going to go to hear local opinions or news or national or international news? You can listen or you can call up and agree or disagree. The local business community, the conservative community here really hasn't, in my opinion, supported it. With some exceptions like the Rawson, we have another call. Thanks for the call to Kelly O'Connell Show. Who's this?
It's Chuck. And I just heard the sad news. It'll be really sad. I'm really, really sad to see you go. I mean, you're getting calls from people whose political and social opinions are totally the opposite of yours, supporting you. And that says a lot about the quality of your program and the quality of the subjects you bring up and the way you discuss them.
Thank you, Chuck. I appreciate that. And I know you call in. I mean, you know, part of you can't have a successful talk show, in my opinion, without callers. So and you've been a good caller too, Chuck. So.
Yeah. What station will we be able to go to for any talk shows anymore?
That's the bottom line. I mean, there is not going to be anything unless you can get it from El Paso.
Well, I have to see if I can get a radio that will pick up the El Paso station, 690 then.
Well, if anybody who knows a business owner, or if you're a business owner, now would be the time to support the station and call up the owner. And just please, for anybody who's listening who feels frustrated or irate, it's like any other business. It's like having a house. It's like having a mortgage. You got to move to a different house if you can't pay the mortgage. I mean, it's just bottom line for that. So, Chuck, I got to do an ad.
Okay.
Thank you for the call. Bye. All right. I know that anybody who's listening, you might be listening out of genuine interest and enthusiasm. You might be listening out of disagreement. You might be listening because the sound of my voice boils your blood. But ultimately, to have this, especially in a town this size, you got to have some support, you know. And I would just say this to any person who I ever had a conversation with you and you're a business owner, and I said, well, if you like the station, why don't you consider investing? That has almost universally not happened. Rethink that a little bit. There is a theoretical chance to save the format, to save the station in English talk radio format. But it would take some investment from local business people. Why them? Why you? Who else has the opportunity and the motive, you know, the reason to invest in advertising? So anyway, I am not personally upset. I'm disappointed, but I mean, life is long. There's many opportunities. I was, you know, lucky to get the opportunity. I've enjoyed it. I've enjoyed you guys, pro and con. 640 Kelly O'Connell, AM Las Cruces, AM 1450, 523, 1450. You're never going to take the smile off my face. Every day that I wake up is the best day I've ever lived, so that's my approach, always going forward. But think about, if you're a business person, think about helping to save the format if that's something that you value. We'll be back.
I don't want to be there when you're coming down. I don't want to be there. Say what to say, say that to say, forever and a day, in the time of my life, if I need more time, yes I need more time.
Hey, it's Kelly.
Hey, Kelly, this is Jason.
Hey, Jason, what's up?
Oh, man, I heard the news on your show. I'm really upset.
Yeah, I mean, I feel you, man. I really do.
It hurts me deeply because as a fellow conservative, a lot of people in this town that I know are conservative business owners that I know can help you guys out. And it's like, why don't they? They've got the cash to burn, you know?
Well, there's never been any movement whatsoever to support. I mean, as far as I know, I don't know of anybody who said, I'm going to invest in the station to support the station, but outside of the fact that everybody who has a business needs advertising.
Absolutely. It's heartbreaking, man, because I'm on shift every morning when your show comes on, and I listen to you, and my clients that are with me are listening along with me. So I know some of my clients in the morning are going to miss your show too.
Well, I appreciate that, man. So I guess I don't know what to say other than if you know anybody who has got a business, just let them know, you know.
I'm going to. My brother is a small business owner here in town. He owns a plumbing company, and then the owner of my company, it's a small local business. So I'm going to approach both of them about that and see if they can do something to help out.
Well, and it would take more than a couple, but I mean, that's the in the right direction, you know?
Yeah, like I said, I know a lot of business owners here in town that are conservatives, and that could use the advertising too. Why don't they?
That's what amazes me is that if you do an ad on a local show and you have a live statement, let's say once an hour, that's the most powerful kind of advertising you can get. You have a person live saying, this is a good business. I go here. My friends go here. You know, I don't know if you can hear me.
Oh, absolutely. I hear you.
I have this thing playing in the background, but did you want to go on the air and say anything?
Sure. If you want to do, yeah.
Here we go. All right. So folks, and I've talked about this pretty much. The only thing we've talked about today is the fact the format's going to be changing in a couple of months. And I got Jason on the line, but I just want to say one more time, the owner, don't take it out on the owner. He's a nice guy. He and I see eye to eye on a lot of stuff. He didn't ask me to do this. As a matter of fact, he might be pissed if he found out, but what I'm saying is that the format is going to be leaving because there's a lack of support basically in the business community, but the people that would do advertising, you know, the Catholic Church is not going to come on here and advertise, and the, you know, city council is not going to do it. It would take a business. And despite the hundreds of business owners that I've talked to who told me they supported the show, there's been virtually nobody other than the Rawson Builder Supply that has supported the show, which I find somewhat astounding. But anyway, we have Jason on the line. And Jason, you're saying you likewise feel disappointed to hear that the format's going to change.
Absolutely, Kelly. Just disheartening to know that we're not going to have this show. It's just so informative and entertaining at the same time. Just really going to miss it.
Yeah, I appreciate that, of course. But, you know, what we're talking about is, I mean, I could get run over by a taxi later today and be 6 feet under in a week. But, you know, the issue, I think, is free speech, the freedom to talk about ideas. I mean, in this society, we need an opportunity to talk about stuff and hear ideas, you know?
Absolutely. Any conservative or any business owners here in Las Cruces, it's a great format to get the word out on your business. So
it is, and I mean to have a live statement of, you know, this is a good business. I know these people. Please go there. What I would say, I hate to say this, I guess there's been a lot of people that business owners have told me they listen to the show, they like it and everything. There's a certain level of cynicism when you're asking somebody to advertise and they're kind of laughing inside saying, you know, I would never advertise, but I mean, I love the show, but I'll never advertise. And then all of a sudden the format goes away and everybody says, you know, what happened? Hey, we've got another call. Thanks for the call, Jason. Thanks for the call to the Kelly O'Connell Show. Who's this?
This is JR.
Hey, JR, good morning. Hope you're well. And what's on your mind?
Well, you know, I want to thank you for giving this community, you know, your voice, and thank you for the heads up. And I was wondering, is there any way you can buy the radio station, or
how about
Mayor Ken? He bailed out the Rio Grande Theater. Can he bail us out?
Well, that might insinuate that he would be around the station, which might be ratings disaster, but I don't know. Here's the thing. We tend to look at certain types of things as being, you know, we have a glorified or an unrealistic view of some things, like things that happen in Hollywood, but you know, the movie industry or whatever, or entertainment or radio or whatever. But it's like anything else. It is a business, and if the business is not supported,
right,
then the business goes away. That's just, it always happens.
Well, you know, and the thing of it is, it just goes under the veil of no growth, you know, the veil of depression,
yeah,
on the town. And it just seems like, you know, they just want to keep everybody down, not just, you know, anybody on both sides of the political arena. But, you know, and yeah, I really enjoyed Kathy's call today. This is the first time you know, she actually is breathing, you know, and it was really nice. It was really nice, you know.
Well,
okay, Kelly, I'm gonna let you go, but you know, thank you for the heads up, and we appreciate you, Kelly.
We
really do.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the call. Well, I mean, here's like one of the secrets of radio, or if you want to put it out there, drama, go to Shakespeare. You don't have to go that far to find it out. There has to be conflict for there to be an interest in things. There has to be a conflict that either gets worse or is resolved. That's all great novels, all great theater, and talk radio included. The conflict brings up issues. It's like a political campaign. The two people dig in, or obviously, you know, the last presidential campaign, the 18 people get in, they criticize each other, and they bring up issues. And it's conflict. So Kathy and Frankie bring in conflict and get people stirred up, get people's blood boiling, and it's not just good for ratings, it's good to listen to things that you disagree with. We'll take a break here, and I guess this is what we'll talk about today, is does this community want local radio? As far as I can tell, and I know they're bringing in an ultra leftist station. I can't remember the name of it, but it's going to be local radio. It's 100 watts. It's going to have it's going to be like 3 miles. So there is going to still be a little bit of local radio, but I guarantee you, you're never going to hear Sean Hannity or Rush Limbaugh on it. But what would I say to anybody? If you're a business owner and you've got some money, somebody called up and said these people have money to burn. If you're a business owner, you're a conservative, maybe by experience you become a conservative, and you're not investing in local radio because you are how would I describe that? Because there's a certain feel you pick up from a lot of people. They're a little cynical. If you're cynical, what is your life about? What's your purpose? If it's just making money, then when you are lowered into the grave, that money's still going to be in a bank somewhere. You're not going to have a gold American Express card in heaven. You know what I'm saying? 651-523-1450 and 805-6180 to text. We'll be back.
All the things caught in my mind.
All right. So, you know, talking about local radio is kind of a, it's a prism, or it's a microcosm, whatever the terminology is. It is a holograph of the community. If there's no support, I mean, if people like, you know, the talk format, the spoken word format, and they don't want to invest, then how much do they like it? But I mean, let's look at it from another angle. If you're a business owner and you like the opportunity to hear about capitalism, hear about how democracy works, how those kind of work hand in glove, you can't have one without the other. And you've got this constant drip, drip, drip of propaganda from the mainstream media, people that hate your way of life, people that are totally opposed to you, and they all have almost total dominance over the media. And you've got a little pushback, you know, even if it's local, with some national shows. But I would be alarmed if I was a local business person to lose a format like this, a station like this, show like this, because how else are you going to get your idea? Who else is going to stand up for you? You know, I mean, if you're a business owner, you're under assault 24/7, 365. We have another call. Thanks for the call, the Kelly O'Connell Show. Who's this?
Yeah, this is Bill.
Hey, how's it going?
I was just wondering, this is Kelly, right?
Yes, this is Kelly O'Connell Show. You're on the air.
Okay, well, I'm a conservative English-speaking listener.
Good.
As is my wife. Loyal for many years since you've been on. And I was just wondering if they had thought about, and I don't know that it would work, a simulcast in Spanish.
Now, that's interesting. So you would have to, you'd have to have somebody interpreting, right? Or
It's either that or you have somebody that speaks both languages and broadcasts your show at the same time in Spanish.
Oh, that's an interesting.
And I don't know how that all would work electronically, but I know it happens. I've listened to simulcasts and been part of it, actually, with a seminar I took. And it does work.
Well, I'll bring
that
it.
You could satisfy a little delay, I guess. You could satisfy both your English-speaking clients or listeners and the Spanish speakers.
I'll bring it up to the owner. That's a great idea. We're almost out of time. Anything else?
Yeah, I'll call you back when you have more time.
call back next hour.
I will. Okay, thank you.
Thanks. If you've never called in before, this might be a good time. But let me just say this. I had a long conversation with the owner yesterday. The owner likes the format. The owner likes the show. When I told the owner that I was going to be leaving before, like 6 months ago, he said, please don't until we switch over. So he has a personal interest in the show, but I think that here's the thing. It doesn't matter how many people look at it from a business angle, from an owner. Let's just say you invested your whole life savings into a radio station and you were figuring out how to run it, how to monetize it. It was the term monetize, you know, how to get some profit out of it so you can pay your employees, you can pay the mortgage, you can, you know, hire somebody who's around when one of the transmitters goes down. You can upgrade the equipment occasionally. Hire somebody to call around. What ultimately matters is how much advertising there is. That's the bottom line. So if you are a business owner and you've enjoyed the show and you feel like the show has, either through me or Dave Ramsey or Rush, whatever, has pushed forward your particular worldview and educated people as to what you're up to, what you believe in, and you've never thought of advertising, this is what happens. Things that are not supported go away. So 6:59, Kelly O'Connell will take you out with Oasis, Don't Go Away, the theme of the day. We'll be back after a break on the hour. Kelly O'Connell, 523-1450, 805-6180 to text. If you haven't never called in, call in today.
Hold on just a second.
I don't want to be there when you hit the ground. Don't go away. Say what to say. Say that
to me. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Be there?
Yeah, hold on just a second, okay?
I missed the first part of your show, and then 15 minutes, just a little bit ago. Are you saying the entire radio station format is changing, or just your show?
Entire format. Hold on just 1 second. It's almost done.
I can't hear you behind
the
music.
Hold on. Can you hear me?
I don't really need to be on the air. I just need a
Jack, can
quick
you hear
question.
Me? Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Yeah, because I was playing radio. All right, so the entire format is going to roll into Spanish.
So I'm not going to get Coast to Coast AM all night long, and I got to listen to Dr. Savage in Spanish now, huh?
There's not going to be doctors. It's going to be Mexican. It's going to be.
Okay.
It's going
to
be.
Well,
Mexican.
I guess I won't be turning the radio on until I find some other station to listen to. That's a damn shame.
It's going to be in a couple of months, but what was your first name?
Steve.
Steve, all right, so Steve.
First time I called you was yesterday.
Okay, well,
and,
can you hear
and
me?
Now you're hitting me with this news, and I'm going, what?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
All right, so I decide, because I was going to get off the air like 6 months ago because I was told of the station changeover. And the owner asked me to stay. I stuck around. So I want to give people not just a heads up to talk about it, but also let people know why this station is rolling into another format, because there's local listeners for the show, but there's not local advertisers.
Oh, okay.
So for whatever reason.
I don't know, I guess I sort of thought they had enough national advertisers for keeping like Coast to Coast AM. They never have really local advertisements for that.
Well, because you really don't know how it's monetized from the national to the local.
Right. Okay. Well, interesting.
Sorry.
That's sad.
Yeah, sorry to be a downer, but if you know anybody who has got a business, anybody who listens to the show, any friends or anything,
I will.
Let them know. It's going away unless we get enough advertising locally. And I doubt that's going to happen, but it is a possibility. Once it turns into Spanish, it'll never come back to talk radio.
Yeah. Shoot, that talk radio was so big in this town. That's all I listen to.
Well,
I guess
I think,
get a life.
Well, I think that there's a lot of people that listen to the show. I was saying, I believe there's more listeners to the show than there are readers of the newspaper. But the bottom line is paying the bills.
Right. Okay. Thank you. I'll let you get back to it.
Thanks, Steve. Have a good day. Thanks for calling. All right, so we have been talking the entire day about something that's going to happen in a couple of months unless another thing occurs. And not to talk cryptically here, but this format, the radio station is not going to go away. But the format is going to roll into from talk radio into Spanish, based purely on a business decision. So the problem is, although we have plenty of listeners, particular show beats Rush Limbaugh on numbers. Well, I was told that by the owner a couple of months ago. But the fact is that while there are enthusiastic listeners, as you've heard in the first hour, and for every person that calls in, it's like, I think it's like a 0.1% of people that actually would pick up the phone and call. There's a lot of others that are sitting back and just listening that that would be in agreement. But the upshot is that the advertising doesn't match the listeners. Now, some people feel as if talk radio has been tainted by what they consider to be outrageous statements by Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, whoever it is. But I mean, I think especially in local radio, it's not really an issue. But the issue is that, and I'll repeat what I said earlier. I've met hundreds of business owners in this town by way of having this show, whether they came on or we got introduced, or maybe they came up to me and yeah, listen to your show, that kind of a thing. And I used to say all the time, would you consider advertising on it? And it happened so infrequently that it never happened. Even when people told you, I had a guy, I said, why don't you sponsor it? And the person said, yeah, I've got this great idea. I want to do a show once a week, do a segment where I would teach people about, I don't know, it was constitutionalism, whatever it was, how things work. And I said, great. And we talked about that for a few months. And then it almost became a joke because I would say, well, where are we going to do this thing? And the person said, yeah, I want to do it. Now that this individual has a lot of money. So here's what I would say to anybody that was a business owner that was frustrated that this show's going away, because you're not going to have in this county where there's virtually no Republicans in office, you are not going to have your ideas represented anymore. And through a show like this, talk radio, you can put a little bit of heat, you can put a little pressure on your local officials. That's going to be gone. And the ability to think that you're not going crazy, you're going to start feeling like you're getting gaslighted, which is, it's a metaphor for thinking when someone tries to make you think you're nuts. For example, you have a conservative view of the world, you're crazy. That's kind of what you get gaslighted from all these TV shows and movies. The persistent drip, drip, drip propaganda messages. But I would say if you were a business owner and you could advertise here, why not? Why haven't you? Why not? If you want the show to be around, what it would take between now and this rollover would be an investment. So some people can afford to, and they say to themselves, I don't need the advertising. I've already got enough business. Well, you should advertise anyway. Support your beliefs. It'll ultimately make your life easier. If there's somebody out there talking about what you believe, then you won't feel gaslighted. Which it's actually a phrase that comes from a movie where they try to convince somebody that they're going crazy and do things like turn down the lights, turn up the heat, you know. If you do need more business, it's a no-brainer. Local show, local, you know, the talk radio format. It doesn't have to be an ideological struggle, but chances are the format is going to die. It's gonna roll over because of financial aspects. So, if there was ever a time that you were thinking about doing some local advertising for your business, and you like the show and want to see it saved, now would be the time to do it. But, and I am not speaking on behalf of the owner. I just know what it would take to save the station format and to save the show and everything else that you hear on here. Now, did the owner ask me to say this? Absolutely not. So I decided to put it out there because I think a lot of times in American life we have transitions and there's no, you know, there's no heads up. And I wanted to give you a heads up and not only tell you about what's going to happen, but why, and then say that there is an option out there. But, and, you know, there's people in this town who are multimillionaire business people who can personally underwrite the, and I'm not asking for that, but I'm just saying there's a lot of people in the town. The closest thing that I have to a complaint or an accusation is that of all of the business people that I've had on the show, of all of the business people that I've met that have said that they listen to the show, virtually none of them believe in the format enough to invest in it. It's not a government program. I don't know what else to say. So if you were to call up the owner or try to get a hold of the owner, it would be totally inappropriate to criticize him because it's just a business decision in the same way that if you have a house and it's a beautiful house and all your friends and neighbors, family enjoy it, you can't pay the mortgage, you downsize, you move into an apartment. You know, you've got to make choices based on financial decisions. So there's going to be a format change unless by some unlikely string of events, all of the business owners in town that enjoy hearing the format and like to have live radio so that they can get their ideas out or heard, unless those people invest. Why? Because that's the only people that could. That's the only group of people that would have a motivation to advertise. And by the way, also, you might find a real uptick in your business. I mean, that's the idea behind advertising in the first place. We have a call. Thanks for the call to Kelly O'Connell Show. Who's this?
Oh, this is JR again, Kelly.
Yeah, go ahead.
Can I go off topic for a minute?
Absolutely.
I want to talk about the new Russia thing with Donald Trump's son.
Yeah.
And I'm just putting it out there. I think Donald Trump knows exactly what he's doing. I think he's giving those leftists a bone to chase, and he's just going to keep it alive while he's chasing it, while he does his agenda, because that keeps everybody off his back. And it's amazing what he's accomplished during this whole Russian thing. And I just don't think Trump wants to see it go away. I really think they're going to try to keep this alive. And I mean, they're really going out there with this Donald Jr. thing. And, you know, there's nothing there. But anyway, yeah, I'll take my answer off the air if you give me your opinion.
Well,
thank you.
JR, hold on 1 second. Are you there?
Okay. Yeah, I'm here.
Are you saying that Donald is gaining, he's getting something out of the Russia scandal?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Which is
Yeah, definitely.
Which is what?
And not only that.
Which is
what?
Hold on, JR, Earth to JR. What does he get out of the scandal?
Okay, he knows that healthcare is not going anywhere because there's too much push and pull on the bill. And with this little Russia scandal going on, this gets the American people off that topic as well, even though there's going to work through the August session. But, he's already floated it out there that it might not even happen this year. So you know, but at the same time, I don't know about you, but I got the feeling that we could almost be allies with Russia. All through the whole campaign, there was a feel of support. I mean, not in the way that the leftists think, but for the first time in a long, long, long time, that we could come to agreement with Russia on a lot of things, and putting those missiles in and right there in Poland. That was a big thing. The left missed that all together, even though Obama pulled all that support. But yeah, I think this fits his agenda, and I think it all fits in. It all fits in. It seems like he's just a real good negotiator.
Okay. All right. Thanks for the call. Good points.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Well, maybe he does. I mean, I have thought about maybe. I mean, because he picks fights. Trump picks fights. So the people he picks fights with, and then it blows up in the media, and then some people, and I've known, we've all known women like this, women who like to date bad boys, women who date a guy and he's abusive, and then they move on to somebody else, and there's always this narrative, poor me, I'm such a nice person, these men are abusing me. There's got to be some portion of these women that are in abusive relationships that at some level they get a kick out of. I mean, there has to be, because they go from one abusive person to another and nobody's putting a gun to their head unless it's their boyfriend. But so anyway, that's my thoughts on that. We got to take a break. I did have an offer. I had an offer to do radio up in Portland, Oregon. I was given somebody's name and called him And he said, if you move up here, I'll put a show on for you. So nothing in writing, of course, but it was just one conversation. But I may be resurrected in another market. Who knows? 523-1450-805-6180. You never know what life holds. 718. Great to hang out with you, though, this morning. This is like maybe we're like maybe it's like the what's it, the Decameron group of people that get together during the plague and a very famous novel, one of the great novels in history. But they get together to distract each other during the plague while they're waiting to die. So maybe the show's now like a bunch of death row people hanging out and telling stories. 523-1450-805-6180. We'll be right back.
And as the day was starting, my plane flew away with all the things caught in my mind. I don't want to be there when you're coming down. I don't want to be there when you hit the ground. It's all gone away.
Hey, it's Kelly.
Hey, Kelly, it's Darren.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Hey, why don't you do something like NPR and just have a week where you fundraise and just ask for donations and show up on that kind of thing.
Hey, you know, I'll bring it up to the owner, but that's maybe we should start a GoFundMe page.
Yeah. Because I'm like, you know, we need a certain amount for your funding, and then once a year, the drive.
All right, so hey, stay on and let's bring it on the air.
Okay.
All right, hold on. And we're back, and we're talking about the show going away, and we've got Aaron who has a novel idea. Aaron, you have a good idea that's related to NPR and Jerry Lewis.
Well, I was just saying, why don't you just fundraise once a year, every 6 months, whatever it is, how you want to set up, and you know, the people in your community that want to continue to espouse their conservative ideas can contribute, and it's a lot easier than advertising. As far as time from the person to create a and contracts that you sign, all this kind of junk. Just make it simple, and you know, maybe you can get, you know, 5,000 people in your community to send you $50 a year.
Well, I mean, that would be cool. But I would also say, I mean, look, we all meet people that are cynical that think that they've got everything figured out. There's a lot of people who would be benefited locally that are business owners if they advertise. I mean, it's like sometimes I feel like this town is the blind leading the blind. I mean, you know, because you don't get a direct payback in advertising, you don't pay the advertising company or the radio, whoever it is, you know, $100, and then they immediately write you a check for $5,000 or whatever, then it doesn't work. It's indirect, but it's a very, I mean, local radio is a very powerful way to keep your message out.
Say to anybody though who's advertising in the paper I believe there's more ears listening to this show than there are people reading that newspaper, with all due respect.
That's finally true.
Yeah.
That's finally true.
Thanks for the call, Aaron. Always a good one.
All right.
Bye-bye. All right, so we spend the whole hour talking about this because, really, I mean, how would I feel if I lost the show? I'm sure I'd feel more rest. It would be the immediate, I've sacrificed a lot of my life for the show, but I'm not complaining. It was fun, you know. I haven't ever had the experience of being a celebrity, which is, I mean, it was an experience. It's been an experience. We have another call. Thanks for the call to Kelly O'Connell Show. Who's this?
Kay.
Hey, Kay. Good morning.
I don't understand this. On your break, there's all sorts of commercials. Surely the station isn't doing them for free.
No, but look at... Okay, so advertising is sold by rate. Therefore, if they don't need advertising to sell their stuff, advertising to save the format, because I've never heard of somebody getting buried who was followed in, you know, the, right behind the hearse is a Brinks truck, you know. Here, we're going to bury you with all your money. Enjoy your cash in the next life. I mean, your life has to be about something. There has to be themes in it. There have to be certain stuff that you would go to bat for. If you're a local business person, if you're wealthy at all, and you wouldn't invest in talk radio, I would say, what's the purpose of your life, you know? I mean, I'm not here to judge anybody, but at some point, you know, your life becomes the sum of all the things that you love, that you pay for, that you spend your time on. You know? 731's got local news here.
Say that I don't have a high opinion of myself. I enjoy having a show. It's flattering, but I mean, you know, the earth is not going to stop turning the day that they put me in the ground. And but it's fun. But I think the bigger issue here is free speech in a talk radio format. We have a call. Thanks for the call to the Kelly O'Connell Show. Who's this?
Oh, it's a Frankie again.
Hey, what's up?
I'd like to counter what JR said. I think that's upside down.
What?
There's no way in the world, huh?
What's upside down?
Design. All this craziness about this Russian collusion and Donald Trump Jr. doing all this stuff. It's like this is a thought out, you know, consideration to keep everything else off the rails. Oh, this is nonsense. This is nothing but idiocy. No other way around it. Especially, I say again, with this Trump Jr. I mean, that email is conclusive that there was hanky-panky going on between the campaign and the Russians. I mean, he's a deep doo-doo, Kelly O, and JR, and everybody else out there. Now, what do you think of that?
I think that unless there's a crime attached to it, it's gonna blow over. It's not going to blow over for the left because it confirms the position. But I mean, the Russian thing was kind of manufactured. There may be some substance to it, but I don't see it. I don't see the president getting taken out of office by it. So at some point, it's going to blow over.
Well, I disagree with you. Hold on. This thing is all with the exception of Foul Noise Network. This is all over the rest of all the news stations, cable, newspapers. This is not going away. This is serious stuff.
No, it's
what do you
not.
Think of that?
I don't think it's serious because this lady, I don't know, because I haven't read all the emails, but she didn't work for the government, and you can't blame them for looking for dirt. But did Trump Jr. do something wrong? Maybe, but it doesn't seem like there's a crime there. Even if there was a crime with Trump Jr., that's his problem, not his dad. I got another call. Thanks for the call. Thanks for the call to Kelly O'Connell Show. Who's this?
Hey, Ted, this is Aaron again. I have one question.
Sure.
So is the station projecting a huge increase in the income stream if they go to a Mexican format or Spanish-speaking format?
Yeah, I mean, how it was explained to me is that there's advertising dollars that are here in town that would be used if we had a Spanish speaking format, and so.
Well, he's got people lined up. In other words.
Yeah. Yeah. So. But I mean, I want to put this out there. The owner of the station doesn't want to do this. I mean, I know him. He is, I don't want to speak for him, but relatively conservative person. He's a business owner. But ultimately, it's like anything else. You go in the direction where the money is.
Right. And he thinks his income stream will go up if he does this.
Yeah. And the problem with KOBE as a local format is it's never really made any money. Now, the number one station in Albuquerque is a AM radio station, so that's a different setup up there.
Maybe another station will pick up your show.
Yeah, you never know. What I'm saying is that I was kind of getting into before Frankie called. To me, it's an experience. If I don't do it again, I live with it, you know. But it's been fun. The issue, though, is freedom of speech, local radio, talk radio format, getting ideas out there. That's the issue. And so that people can have a venue.
Right, right. Oh, I'm all for it. I'm sorry to see it go away if it does. So I hope hope something comes of all this conversation and find a way to keep you going.
At least we got it out there so people can talk about it. And it's not a change that happens overnight. And people are like, what the? They tune into their favorite station, their favorite show. And all they hear is mariachi music. You know, that would be a little hard to swallow for some people.
Well, I grew up listening to mariachi music in my household, too.
All right,
so
it's
okay, but right. I don't think we should forego the talk radio.
All right. So. All right, thanks, Aaron. Thank you, appreciate it. All right, bye-bye. Looking at any other stories we want to get in here, but I didn't really plan to spend the day talking about this, but we got another call. It is a popular topic, so maybe you should talk about it every day. Thanks for the call to Kelly O'Connell Show. Who's this?
Yes, good morning. This is Edward. How are you doing?
Edward, it's been a while. Hope you're well. What's on your mind?
I don't know. I was just listening about the parting, but is there a certain date or something that they...
A couple of months off, but here's the thing. There is a chance to save the format, but it would take local businesses to invest in the station so that the owner would have a reason to believe that he can make enough of a profit to pay the light bill and the mortgage, you know?
Right, but I thought you had enough supporters and enough advertisement because you regularly have. It's not like you're lacking for it. You know, I think what it is because you're pro-Republican and, of course, you're in the, you're like a, cowboy in the Indian land, so they just don't support you because, you tell the truth and you don't follow the, they don't want the freedom of speech. As you know, the left always tries to keep everything hidden and show only their version of the story, and you're the only person that exposes the real story.
Yeah, well, that
just
might...
Like Fox.
Yeah, it could be true. I mean, I'm 1/12 of the programming on this show or on this station. So I think that it is time for the business leaders in the town to discuss amongst themselves and with input from you guys, whether we want to have a talk radio show in town. That's the bottom line. You know, if it's something you want to invest in.
This is the only way of communication for the public that they can
get your opinion on
everybody
based
on their own intelligence, because the news only tells you and you read it and you right away, just like this Russian probe with Trump, anything the news tells people right away, they believe it, and because they're selling their news and they make it more exciting, so more people buy it. But there are some people that they only, it's like I used to be on a couple of boards, important boards like tourism, and I was on the board of, like Workforce Solution. But when they did something wrong and I opposed it, you know what happened? Next thing you know, they got together and they told me, you don't belong to this board anymore because I didn't go along with the corruption.
Right,
right now, our tourism, did you know our tourism department in New Mexico, it's illegally formed because I was a board on this region for this region, and there was five or six regions, and we had our own board. And when the Secretary Jacobson moved and this new secretary came in, she dissolved the board illegally and formed her own, you know, board, which, you know, you're an attorney. You cannot just go dissolve a board without, you know, proper procedure. So right now they're running tourism with the illegal, you know, boards.
Well,
they dissolve. And our bylaws says that we cannot be removed unless we die or we resign or board gets together and majority votes you out.
Okay.
So she just came and nobody stood up on it and they got away with it. So right now, just to let you know, and I know people are listening, you know, this tourism department is illegally formed right now. They're bored, actually.
Well, maybe
for this region.
I'm sorry. Don't let me interrupt you. Keep going.
Yeah, and so I would like people to know, same thing with Workforce Solution, you know, they contracted somebody that overspent $330,000, but none of this ever came on the news, and nobody ever exposed it. So people like me come and call, and they expose this corruption, and then what happens? You know, they went right away, the person, I don't want to give the name, right away went to the mayor of the Las Cruces and told them that I was very hostile to other board members. Because out of 28 board members, I was the only one held them accountable, and I was asking all the questions, trying to dig up what was going on. But then next thing I know, I was sent a letter that I no longer belong to the board because I was too hostile to other board members.
Well, I guess there's a place for hostility in the modern world. Well, keep up the fight, man. That's all I can say. Anything else?
No, that's it. I wish you good luck, and I'll still call you. And
okay.
I have one more question. Can the government run a business?
No. Well, I mean...
Well, I'll tell you another story. In Deming, Deming, there's a business called StarMax. It's run by the county. They run a bowling alley, movie theater, and a bar. So I'd like to know, I never could figure this out. It's been in business for about 8-10 years, but I didn't think that the government can run a business against the...
All right. Thank you. You've given us a lot to think about. Thanks for the call. Got another call. Thanks for the call to Kelly O'Connell Show. Who's this?
Kelly, see, you know, this is just proof that we need this type of radio station. We need a place where liberals and conservatives can call in, complain about local issues or even national issues, and throw things back and forth at each other without getting too upset.
Yeah.
I know I'm not exactly the calmest person in the world when we start talking about Donald Trump, but I hope that at least the conservative Republican community of this city is going to step forward with their money and start advertising on this station. I can't think of any other radio station that we have here in town where you can get on, speak your mind, get opinions of your neighbors. I mean, we did away with Sound Off in the newspapers. This is the only local Sound Off available.
Yeah.
And I hope everybody will step forward and try to save the station. And since I'm heading out of town and my reception is bad, I'm not going to comment on Donald Trump right now, but I'll probably call you back before you go off the air.
Okay. Thanks a lot. Have a good trip.
Okay.
All right,
bye-bye. Bye-bye.
All right. So, let me see if I can kind of sum up something here. I mean, we do need local radio. My dad was a businessman, so I've grown up around business my whole life. And my dad was great. You know, he was fantastic. And he showed me the way in terms of just kind of by example, very smart guy. And he loved business. There's nothing wrong with supporting the things that you like, but I believe that if the show goes off the air and the format turns, if the format rolls over, there's going to be disgruntled people that are business people who I would say I mean, it sounds like I'm dumping on the business community. All I have to say is I just think that the spoken word format is pound for pound the greatest thing in the history of radio. So 7:48, we'll be back after a brief word from our beautiful sponsors. Hey, all right. So here's some of your texts. Morning, Kelly. Hey, you finally got Frankie house trained. P.S. heard Steve's going to be the next governor. When are they taking you off? Get Steve and Ben to pull some strings. Here's the thing. As opposed to calling up the station, do me a favor. Call your favorite business and ask them to advertise. That's the answer. And if they say they wouldn't do that, they wouldn't waste their money. When the show goes off the air, where the format goes off the air is the main thing, then you don't have anybody putting out any, and that's the problem with, you don't have anybody putting out any resistance. The problem with a one-party system, we've seen it in Mexico, we've seen it in China, we've seen it in the USSR, a one-party system is total corruption. You've got to have pushback. You lose the station format, you lose the pushback. All right, here is, should we call the radio station to find out how much in contract money they need to raise? A lot to think about. There's a lot of corruption here in town, and we got another call. Thanks for the call to the Kelly O'Connell Show. Who's this?
Kelly, Jim, how you doing this morning?
Jim, what's up, man?
Well, you know, Kelly, I'm sitting here listening to all this, and the one gentleman that called in about people wanting to contribute to that, boy, you count me in. And I'll tell you something else. There's other people who have called in this morning that, well, we need this show, blah, 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 but none of them said, hey, I'd be willing to put that in just to keep this show going. So,
well,
you know, everybody calls in, wants your show, but they're not willing to put up.
No, I got you. And, I mean, I could – I mean, I used to do for Canada Free Press out of Toronto. I started off my radio career – doing a show for them on the weekend. So, I mean, I know you can do blog casting. It's not the same though. You can't turn a internet radio show on in your car, or I guess you can these days, but it's not the same as getting in your car, turning it on and turn on the radio. But here's the thing. This is what I would say to you. The guy who owns the business is totally harmless and totally innocent in this whole thing. Talk to your local businesses. Talk to the places that you shop, especially if you know the person has any sympathy for conservative ideas. Get them to invest in the station. It's worth keeping. It's worth investing in.
Yes, it is. And, you know, our community leaders, you know, I'm not trying to be a jerk on this, but they probably, some of them would like to see you go off the air.
Oh, I know that. I know that they would.
They cannot stand the fact that truth reigns supreme and their lives are not, but they seem to be getting ahead.
Well, I'm sure that the gay evangelist would like to see, he'd like to be here when the whole place went up in flames. But thanks for the call, Jim. Have a good day.
You're welcome. Have a good day. Bye.
You too. Bye. All right. The gay evangelist is always working, undermining our values. There's a lot of corruption here. Another text here. There's a lot of corruption here in town and nobody to expose it, said your last caller. I wonder how true that is. You certainly exposed a lot of what has happened at the county with the help of Ben. Too bad there's not someone involved in the city who can do similar. All right. And let's see here. Ooh, long texts here. Disgusted to hear that KOBE is changing to a Spanish format station. There are plenty of these stations on the air from El Paso. I'm considering boycotting all Bravo Mike stations. Don't do that. Just talk to the people where you shop and say invest in the, do some advertising. By the way, it's not like giving blood. If you were to advertise on the show, people will find out about your business. The El Paso talk show station does not come in clear to Las Cruces. There is no local talk show in El Paso. I understand the financial aspect, but there should have been a better job done by the sales staff. If there was one, don't blame it on them. I'm wondering if the owner sales staff has a consultant company, et cetera, have done an in-depth study and determined that there are enough advertisers who would think they will increase their revenues if they advertise on a Spanish language station. It seems to me the Spanish speaking people here support a business because they have a history of those businesses. Furthermore, I suspect that the Hispanic population of Las Cruces does not have any higher disposable income than the English speaking population. That will be considered by some as a racist comment, but I think it is a fact. Me again, I thought, although many Hispanic people here are registered Democrats, they have conservative values. That's very true. And many of them know very well that the Obama years have hurt them. So I think they at least are open to the conservative ideas and would not boycott the station's advertisers. So how much was lost by American people during the Obama years? More than $1 trillion of private capital, of private savings. Hi, Kelly. Enjoyed KOBE's format for 20 years. Could you tell us of stations in El Paso with similar talk shows that reach Las Cruces? There's no local radio in El Paso. I have always wondered how we know how many people are listening to any given radio show. It is simply some scientific randomized survey. That's the only way to know, I'd think. I wonder if Soros has laundered money into the businesses supporting the new Spanish show. All I can say is the new show was adios, muchachos, because I only speak English, Abigail. Another one says, I agree with Kathy. That's Frankie. And, okay, so the station could be saved. The format should be saved. The station will be here. Don't call the owner and complain. It's a business decision. Contact the businesses that you know in town that have any conservative. I would assume most people who own a business understand the idea that money doesn't grow on trees. You can't have an unlimited minimum wage, that you have to have some support for the economy and the local government. Ask these people, just say, would you consider advertising? And to be honest, it's not really that expensive. I mean, it makes me laugh. All of the people who wanted my help to get their issues out there or wanted me to promote their business, who wouldn't put a farthing in here. I mean, it's hilarious. But, all right, so I'll take you out. Oasis, don't go away. That's the theme today. 523-1450 for tomorrow, 805-6180 to text. It is possible to save it, but it would take a lot. take a lot of work, take some investment. Have a great day. We'll talk to you in 22 hours. Ciao. O'Connell. Oh, one more call. Yes, you're the last caller. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's me.
Briefly.
I just wanted to know how many advertisers do you need so
let's talk about it tomorrow. Thanks for the call, Ed. Really appreciate the support.
Sure.
All right. We'll be back in 22 hours. Ciao.
I can't find the words to say, with all the things caught in my mind. I don't want to be there when you're calling down. I don't want to be there when you hit the ground.